Moving on, Palestinians say they will petition the International Criminal Court in The Hague if it's proven that their former leader Yasser Arafat was poisoned to death.
The evidence and information that we have and our beliefs say that Israel did this job, so we just need the proof. And all of our current investigations are for finding the proof in order to send whoever was behind this assassination to the International Crimes Court.
Tawfiq Tiravi was speaking shortly after a team of international experts exhumed Arafat's remains. Experts want to test Arafat's remains to see if they can find any trace of poison. In July, Swiss experts said they'd discovered high levels of polonium on Arafat's clothing. Many Palestinians believe Israel assassinated Arafat by poisoning him with the radioactive element.
We do accuse the Israeli occupation for the death of Yasser Arafat. We support all the procedures that might unveil the face of the perpetrators to this assassination.
Also in the top five today, Arab media sources are reporting that Saudi King Abdullah's health is deteriorating and that the monarch is now in a coma at Riyadh's hospital. According to reports, the 88-year-old king is in a vegetative state after he underwent a back surgery over a week ago. Still, the Saudi crown prince has tried to put to rest concerns over Abdullah's health. He says that the surgery has been successful and that the king is in a stable condition. However, many have cast serious doubt on that claim. Some media outlets even say Abdullah's vital organs have stopped working and that he's been on life support for the past 2 days. Asim Al-Hashimi is a Middle East expert with me now live from London. Let's get his thoughts on this. Mr. Hashimi, thanks for being with us. Of course, when it comes to the health of the Saudi king, the issue of succession comes up and how his possible death or passing away basically is going to affect the situation, not just in Saudi Arabia, but also in the region.
Well, thank you very much for your offer for the time. However, it will affect not as you said, not only the internal in Saudi Arabia, but it will the affection will go all over the area, the Middle East. Don't forget that Saudi Arabia has got more than one hand. I mean, hands in Bahrain, other in Kuwait, the other in Syria. There is hands in Yemen. Their hands are very clear in United Arab Emirates as well. So they are all over. The previous old generation of the Saudi royal member has got a special system, which this system does not suit the new generation coming to take over. And that's why this new generation now, even all of them, each of them is ready to jump to the top chair, to the chair which governs the area. I mean, these hands look like they are getting weak now, and they need them to be more internally in Saudi Arabia rather than keeping them away, making the internal the central intern of Saudi Arabia is more weak. Keeping one hand in Bahrain, for example, and the other in Syria, the other in Jordan, that's make the strong of the Saudi power in the middle of Saudi Arabia, especially in Riyadh, is very weak, and that could affect the people whom they are looking to jump into over the chair of governing Saudi Arabia, especially Naif sons. But also don't forget that taking also their hands from the from those areas such as Bahrain, Yemen and Syria will also open the door of the fire into them. And they are in between, in fact, in between two danger. Yeah. Do they lose their, I mean, take their hands from those area and open the door to, open a hell of door on them? Or yeah. Do they keep their hands away and keep their internal, center of Saudi weak to, and right. In this case, no one knows who is going to jump on the chair.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Ghassem Al-Hashimi, Middle East expert with us there live from London with his comments.